It's October 29th, 2011, and oh man, I blew it. Bob Sprankle here, and I've had it every day. I've remembered to do an audio boo, and today I realized I didn't do one yesterday. And of course, the compulsive side of me won't let that go. But oh well, I'm going to skip some more days, I'm sure, now that I've broken the run. Reflecting on the Kindle, just pre-ordered the Kindle Touch, and I did it because I want to read outside in the summer, and the iPad can't do that. But also, the thing that really sold me, not so much the $99 price, because I've written about, I think it should Kindle should actually release these a lot cheaper, or Amazon should release these a lot cheaper, or give them away for free so people would buy their books. But the whole X-ray thing that's coming out with this model, where you can easily look up a character, and it's kind of like the timeline within the book. And the iPad doesn't feature that now. So as I find myself between physical books and electronic books, I haven't really actually read a physical book in almost a year now. Everything is almost electronic, so I can search, especially professional books. But the problem is still finding stuff in a physical book. I can leaf through it and actually recognize, you know, places and pictures and, you know, where things are. You have kind of a mental memory of that, where you in an ebook, you're just kind of floating free. So this X-ray thing seems to be a solution to that. So that's coming, and I'll let you know how that works. Come November, whatever, 21st, I think it'll finally arrive. So more reading tools, and you know, kind of bouncing back and forth from the iPad to the Kindle, I guess. And that's my reflection for today, and hopefully I won't miss any more days.